Well, Rawiri Waititi is with us today, and we're going to be talking about the party's new tax plan. Could put thousands of dollars back into the pockets of ordinary whānau, but questions remain about how it's going to be funded, whether it could win support in coalition negotiations. Tēnā koe, Rawiri Ngamahi.
Yeah, morena te, morena tātou. Got a bit of a croaky voice today, bloody bit crook.
Oh, okay, got the flu?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to fight off the influenza A going around at the moment. I haven't got that, but yeah, just got to look after this ourselves, eh?
Tēnā koe. Blame Luxon?
I'm not that stupid. But many people do, even for the weather.
Thank you. Now, the centrepiece of the tax plan is making the first 30 grand of income tax free, alongside a Kai credit, new wealth taxes. Could you explain how the numbers stack up and why you believe it's going to work and how it would improve the lives of our people and indeed those who are struggling on low incomes?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, we had to look at a way of trying to rebalance the way wealth is distributed here in Aotearoa. That's the first thing we try to look at. And as the gap between the rich and the poor get further and further apart, you know, we had to think creatively about how do we. And the first thing is the tax system here in Aotearoa is broken, absolutely broken, because like I said, how can it that you get 3% of Aotearoa only paying 9 cents in the dollar, and the rest of hardworking Kiwis are paying 33% in the dollar, 33 cents in the dollar. So, you know, our tax policy was about looking at how to rebalance it. So first of all, we wanted to make sure that we looked at, you know, we've got 3 million people living under the living wage and making sure that they get their fair share and put more money in the pocket, that their hard work, hard-earned money back into their pockets. Hence why we've been able to look at PAYE, first of all. And PAYE allows, like I said, more of our people to put more money in their pockets. Also, with a Kai credit in terms of GST. And so I've been fighting to take GST off Kai. But when we reviewed that particular position, no, we didn't want to take GST off Kai for everybody because not everybody needs that assistance. So it was for those who are making $60,000 or less get a Kai credit in regards to GST off Kai. So, and the way you pay that back is through wealth tax. And our wealth tax is looking at making sure that we tax those who have bought homes, but are sitting vacant. You know, you've got well over 200,000 homes out there that are sitting vacant. That should be used for the greater good of Aotearoa. You've got people who make billions of dollars here in Aotearoa and millions of dollars, and we're talking about supermarkets. We're talking about banks who quite often take their profit share over back over to places like Australia, where our supermarkets are owned and also our banks are owned, Australian-owned banks, and none of them are spending that money back into the places they're making it. So, you know, we want to make sure that we have an international profit transfer tax. We've also want a land banking tax, so people have bought land here at Dale, but that land is sitting vacant too. And so we want to put pressure on those people who have bought land here in Aotearoa to make sure that they use it and use it for the intention that they bought it for. So if it's for housing and development, if it's for to build companies and things like that, then you must use it. But there's no longer will we allow land to be sitting there and sitting there being banked by people, because they're able to come here and do that because there's no tax on it. And then we'll invest more into the Serious Fraud Office to go after those and we want to stop the flight of wealth, let me put it that way. So, you know, we've got a PAYE that will cost the country $16 billion. We've got wealth tax that will earn the country $20 billion, which is of a surface of $4 billion. This tax policy will not cost us. We're borrowing more than we can handle here in Aotearoa. The country's borrowing debt is nearly at $300 billion, which is costing each household $147,000 in terms of contributions to pay that back. So somebody has to come up with a transformative tax policy, and I think Te Pāti Māori is the only ones that have done that. Nobody's found a hole yet. We've measured it against Treasury, and also it's gone through the library the parliamentary library system. So, you know, If anybody else has come up with something better, that I'd be interested, but I don't think they will.
Tēnā koe. It's galling, isn't it, that we can have people from overseas just come in, carte blanche, buy up land in New Zealand, not utilise it, just sit on it, and land bank, and then, as you say, no tax to be paid, can make a profit, and Bob's your uncle if you're buying from offshore. Labor's already signalled it's not interested in major wealth tax changes, and obviously Te Pāti Māori are unlikely to govern alone. So is the tax package a bottom line for coalition talks? How realistic is that you can actually get it over the line after the election, Rawiri?
Yeah, this is most definitely so. Our three wealth tax, the entrenchment of the Tiriti o Waitangi, and energy sovereignty. And so we know those three things align with other parties that want to change the government. And we're talking about the Greens. And so, these are the things that we will be talking to Labor or anybody else come November the 8th. But these are the things that will change and transform, the people's lives. People's lives in here in Aotearoa. It is a really, I think, a damning report on Aotearoa that we continue to allow the current system. And this is why National don't want new taxes, is because they're quite comfortable with the current tax system. And the current tax system rewards the wealthy and punishes the poor. And so this is the reason why our manifesto probably aligns more with others who want to achieve the same thing, which is closing inequities, which is a policy rooted into Te Tiriti o Waitangi, which is ensuring that we restore rangatiratanga, confronts inequity, and creates an economy that provides for the people and not privileges the wealthy. So, we've got a manifesto that aligns with others, and I'm sure come November the 8th, there will be some alignment when we go into any negotiations, which is always a good position to be in, and especially for our people. We've got a tax system that benefits 97% of the people who live here in Aotearoa, whether you're Māori or non-Māori, whether you're a worker or whether you're a business. Everybody will benefit from this tax policy.
Tēnā koe. Can we touch on the strategic split vote approach that has drawn some criticism from both Labor and the Greens, but is this strategy genuinely about maximising Māori political influence, or do you risk confusing voters and splitting support across the left?
Well, nobody gets confused when they ask for party vote, and I don't I do get the reason why Labor and the Greens will be disappointed in this strategy, because they're interested in building up their own their own kingdoms and building up their own vote, but it's not actually a strategic move towards making this a one-term government. I haven't heard them actually come up with a strategy that actually achieves that. Every poll is saying they can't achieve that, and so Te Pāti Māori has come up again with one of the most innovative and creative ways of making sure that this is, and we're doing our part to make sure that this is a one-term government. The one-tick strategy for Te Pāti Māori in terms of the candidate vote will put us in a greater stead to be able to change this government. If Labor and Greens want to make sure that this government is changed, Labor need to hold on to their 34%. The Greens need to make sure that they work hard for their 12%, and Te Pāti Māori delivers at 7 seats. Therein lies the answer to ensuring that we have got a change in government. But when they ask for, we want both ticks, Labor can't change the government on their own. Labor and the Greens can't change the government on their own together. Even every poll is telling you that. And so they're going to need Te Pāti Māori to get over the line with those 7 seats. And so it's not rocket science. What it is, it's getting rid of your ego working with us to make sure that we can change the government. If Chris Hipkins was serious about being the Prime Minister, he would make sure that he considered all strategies. But at the moment, they're coming up with no strategies, but telling me they've got no ideas. And all they can do is attack Te Pāti Māori on the strategy that we have in regards to working those particular numbers. Now, instead of working hard to get rid of us, they should be working hard to get rid of National. Turn your attention over there and allow those who have the courage to be able to enter into those particular spaces and create a and look at different and innovative ways to get rid of this government. And Te Pāti Māori has one. I haven't seen one come out of anybody else. They haven't got a comprehensive tax plan that shifts that shifts the burden from the wealthy to the poor. They haven't come up with a strategy to change this government. Have they come up with anything?
Labor's determined it would seem to win back the Māori electorates, while Te Pāti Māori seems to be defending its ground and looking to expand. Why should Māori voters back Te Pāti?
But what that does is it maintains the current government. So if Labor wants to win all the Māori seats, get to pay tēnā, but then you continue to have a National Act New Zealand First government in the next 3 years. That to me sounds very dumb.
Māori voters backing Te Pāti Māori over Labor. People are considering what you believe to be the party's biggest achievement this term. How whakaro?
Well, that'll be a good question to the Greens and Labor too. Who has been able to penetrate this most racist, fascist government? Nobody has. And so, I think this term here has been building the Māori role. I'm so proud of where our people are over the last 3 years. There's 50,000 more people on the Māori role than on the general role. We've had to prepare for the next season of these elections. This hasn't been about what have we gained in terms of legislative changes. There's absolutely nobody's been able to gain anything through the legislative changes that this government has made, especially in opposition. But what I can tell you is that Te Pāti Māori has been the only party to drive more of our people onto the Māori role, and our time has come. This is the time to unleash the power of the Māori role and ensure that that we make sure that this is a one-term government. That has been our, we've been mobilising our people out there since the Hīkoi, the Treaty Principles Bill, the Regulatory Standards Bill. We have been mobilising our people, and now our time has come to unleash the power that has that is now the Māori electorates and on our Māori role. We must stick to that strategy. We must make sure this is a one-term government, and we must make sure that there continues to be an unapologetic Māori voice in Parliament.
Tēnā koe, and thank you, Rāwiri. I know that you met with interests from the Waikato on this plan change, which really looks to negate the work of the Waikato Regional Council and indeed the Māori contributors to protecting the river environment in the Waikato. Mm. This appears to be being superseded by the needs for growers who might be able to divert, I guess, their responsibilities to the protection of the tupuna awa. What did you take from the hui with Waikato Tainui interests regarding the health, welfare, future of their treasured taonga?
What we took from that particular hui, and I mihi to them for giving us the opportunity to hear them, first of all, and to work through some of the idiosyncrasies of the legislative changes that this government has made. One, around the RMA. Two, around the removal of Te Mana Whakahono. And three, the PC1 arrangements that Waitato have for a very, very long time been working through, and the Waipa iwi have been working through and sitting around the table with others, like Federated Farmers and all those types of things. But the problem is that you've got a government now that has created huge division in those particular areas that have taken a very, very long time to negotiate in regards to looking after the water quality of Waikato, the Waikato River and the Waipa, but also the relationships that have been built to ensure that that they create a more sustainable waterway for future generations. So what they've come up with at the end of the day is that we're not going to be able to change many of these legislative changes that this government is moving, and the only answer is to make sure that this is a one-term government. This is what everybody is calling for, and we're just to make sure that we come up with strategies to be able to do that. Otherwise, if this government is given another 3 years, it will take us decades to undo the harmful legislation that they're moving. Whether it's harmful to our environment, to our waterways, to our whenua, and to our people, we must ensure that our people get to those polls and vote this government out to make sure that there's no more harm done. And we've got Waikato Hauraki and the Waipa Iwi, who are desperate to ensure that they protect the negotiations and the hard work that they've done over the past 16 years to ensure the health of the Waikato River and to improve its current state. So okay, to be here today, kia rata, and it was a really enlightening, but also a positive meeting to ensure that we know what we need to dial back once we are in a position to dial it back, and what we need to reinstall to ensure that the Waikato River is at the forefront of the thinking of the people of Waikato and the people who benefit off the Waipa rivers.
Tēnā koe, and thank you for sharing some time with us. Some really interesting points raised. Appreciate your Friday morning whakaaro. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora. Kia ora.
Thank you. Rawari Waititi, co-leader of Te Pāti Māori, we're in for a Herculean battle for the reins of power.